Friday, 29th of June. I was planning my speech to Ethan all the way to the park, but as soon as I got there and saw Meg's face, I knew something was up. "What?" I asked. Her face clouded. "He's not coming. Cam says he's split up with Dawn."
"No."
"Yep, and you'll never guess why."
My head was spinning.
"Why?" "Apparently, someone told him that they saw Dawn kissing someone else."
I let out a breath.
"So it was her.
Is he upset?"
"I don't know."
He didn't say much to Cam. Just that he'd broken it off with Dawn and he didn't fancy coming out.
She was watching me.
"What?"
I asked.
"Well, he's single now, isn't he?"
I bashed her over the head.
But I won't say it hadn't occurred to me. In fact, all the time we were sat on the swings, watching Westy attempt to make Elliot fly off the roundabout, Ethan and his singleness kept pinging into my head. But there's no reason to think that just because he's split up with Dawn that he'll be interested in me.
Just then, round the corner, came a lady pushing a pram.
"You want to get those wheels oiled," said Winnie.
"Oh, it's not the wheels, it's my baby," said the lady. "It won't stop crying."
"Really?"
said Winnie, as she peered down at the very cross baby.
"A coochie-coo,"
said Winnie.
The baby stopped mid-wail and gawped at Winnie's witchy face, smiling at him.
"Wiggle woggle,"
said Winnie, as she blew a raspberry. Said the baby.
"Goodness," said the lady. "You've made him laugh. Oh, Winnie, you're a wonder with babies."
"Oh, girl,"
said the baby. "That's all he can say at the moment," said the lady. "Just goo goo and wah.
Oh, I'm so tired." "Why don't you go and have a snozzle snooze in my hammock?" said Winnie. "Wilbur and I can babysit."
"Oh, that's very kind of you," said the lady. "But do you know how to look after babies? They need feeding, and their nappies need changing."
"Easy peasy, squashed worm squeezy," said Winnie. "You don't need to worry about a thing."